basic principle of the daf is going to be understanding how Chiyuve Malkus work with the Karban Pesach. The Torah says, "Alosochol mimenu no vashal mevushal b'mayim kiim tzliyesh." So kiim tzliyesh, the Gemara understands to be a lavsha bichlalos, that there is a dimension of that pasuk which is broad. And the question is there malchus when it comes to a lavsha bichlalos? Anything which isn't tzliyesh would seem to fit into that. And so there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether there's malchus and a lavsha bichlalos. We paskin that there is no malchus and lavsha bichlalos. It has to be something. Like the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, Losachsum Shor B'disho, right in the Parsha, V'hayayin bin Hakosa Rasha, it has to be very specific. So Lavsha B'cholos means that there are many different things that can fit into this category. Korban Pesach is very fascinating. This is the Gemara is going to get into because it's sort of a subcategory of areas where there is a Lavsha B'cholos. The Hainu, sometimes you only have a Lavsha B'cholos, like Losochul Al Adam. But in this area, we have two Yisurim, which are Mifurashim, which are absolutely explicit. And then there's a lavsha bechlalos kiim tzliyesh. So there's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. What happens when you have a lavsha bechlalos coupled with love and mifuratin? There's another example that we'll get to in the Gemara of Nazir mechatzanim. Here that people are waiting. Mechatzanim ve'adzag lo yochel mikol asher yasa migefen hayayin. So that's a lavsha bichlalos as well. So what we have here is a big question, a big machlokes, whether there's malchus on lavsha bichlalos, so that we paskin that there's no malchus. But then there's another question, even when it's not only a lavsha bichlalos, what do you do when there are lavin mifurashim? So again, the main thing that we started with is the Baal Yatos is wondering what's the smichos aparshios in the Gemara, why exactly are we getting into the dinim of Korban Pesach. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan b'mayim, the pasuk says, also chumiru no vashel mevushal b'mayim, eli yelo b'mayim, shar ma'ashkin b'nayin amarta, kal v'chomer mayim, shein b'figin time, and asurin shar ma'ashkin, shein b'figin time, and lo kol shekein. So the Chachamim say, a very compelling svara, but like this, the svara is, if you can't cook it in water, of course you're not allowed to cook it in anything else, because that will distort the taste of the Korban Pesach. Right, and this is one of the major themes that we're going to talk about in the Lambda. So matzah, sivarorim, yochlu, we already talked about ta'am maror. So now what we're really talking about is the ta'am Pesach. So we're going to see a lot of the halachos of maror were controlled by matzah. Remember, we've been back and forth, matzah, maror, right, min ezroim, min dagan, etc. So we have the same phenomenon here that we have to have a ta'am of Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi disagrees, Rabbi Omer, vashal mevushal, banayim, so what we would call an English pot roast. Anybody figure out how that's the nafkamina? So let's say again, you're not cooking it in anything exogenous, you're just cooking it in its own juices. So if it's a din, right about changing the tam, so this is a Korban Pesach, it's not going to have any effect on the tam. But if it's a din in bishul mikol makom, like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so then we're going to have to be nafkamina. So that is exactly what the Gemara means. That's the nafkamina. Now again, the Baal Yatos says, point out, everybody agrees that it's aser. The question is not whether this is permissible. The question is whether it's subject to the malkos, tzlikedar. Is it subject to the iser of vashel? There's a big machlokas in terms of the gather of the minhag, those who have a minhag not to have roast on Pesach, right, that goes in both directions. Some people are zecher to the Korban Pesach, other people are concerned, people might think that it's actually kachin. So what would you say about Tzlikeda? We have that question, but in the minhag, in other words, at a different level, what would you say about Tzlikeda for those who are knowing not to have roast on Pesach night? I'm in minhag. Okay, so Rabbanan Haivashan Mevushal Mayav Bilohu, what do they do with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's pausing in my life for the Tanya? Bishlo V'achar Kach, so V'achar Kach, Bishlo Chayim, doesn't matter if you did Tzli, if you did Bishlo before or after, you're going to be Chayim. Bishlo V'achar Kach, V'achar Kach, Tzlo Chayim, V'habashle, it's very similar to what we saw before, is that what happens if you did Bishlo and Afia? Can you have Bishlo after Afia? Let's go V'achar Kach, Bishlo. If you roast it and then you cooked it, how does that take away the chaloshem Nitzla. So I might. So I'm Rav Kahana Mani Rav Yossi Vitani Yotzin Bekike Asharoi. Rav Yossi Omer, no, Yotzin Bekike Asharoi, Velobe Mavushal. So again, it's a sheet of Rav Yossi that what happens is that the Rekik HaSharoi, even though you did Afiyah, and then you did Bishul later on, so the status of something being Afoy can be uprooted by a subsequent Bishul. So Amar, if he was in Rav Meir, but even Rav Meir can agree to that, Shani Hachad Amakra, Uvashal Mavushal Mikhamakal. Even Rav Meir, who generally says that once something is Bitaras Afoy, that it's not going to be Nifka Bitaras Afoy, and be the Torah's Mevushal. So here, because the Pasuk says by Karban Pesach, Uvashal Mevushal, we're going to have a higher standard. That means if you did Sliyesh and then you did Bishal, it's going to be a problem. Tanu Rabban Yachot, Slavel, called Zarko Yehei Chayav. It's 2 days, and Rashi had to interpret this. Rashi proves that what we're talking about is a situation where a person went beyond just Sliyesh, but really burnt the Karban Pesach. Tan B'gomer Asal Chumenu, no. Uvashal mevushal b'may no uvashal mevushal amarti chavalos shetzloa kol tzarko. So hechidami ravashi deshavya charuka, that you really burnt it through and through. So again, this is the lishna chavin and Rashi. Ochol tzloa kol tzarko deshavya charuka kide meparish yechayev dolab sliyeshu based on alab shebechlolos ki im sliyesh ela kliyesh. It's a good line in Rashi. V'sarav v'zeh ikar. So Rashi says that's the way that we end up Paskining is that this is still Sliyesh, you just happen to not be the best roaster in the world. Tan Rabbanan Yochel Achol Kizayis Chaye Chayov. Pasuk says also Chumimenu No. No means that it's not properly cooked. Well, let's say it's not properly cooked, but it's not No. It's not cooked at all. Tamadon also Chumimenu No. Vashal Mabushal No. Vashal Amarati Lacha Velo Chai Yochel Yemotur. Is such a thing permissible? Tamadon Mar the Lavsha Bechlolos Kim Sliyesh. This is what the Parsai call Avernayim. So I don't know what that is, but Rashi explains, Osa Tzliyash B'lashon Parshi Kriya Avernayim B'lashon HaKodesh Karina. So whatever the Parsiim called Avernayim, or Avernayim, that we call that Na. So Rashi says, Tzli Ve'eno Tzli. So you have the same discussion by Bishul, we have Machal ben Dursai, we have Machokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, what's Machal ben Dursai? Is it half cooked? Is it a third cooked? So no means it's not fully cooked. Okay. I don't know from these things. I grew up in a family that whenever we went out to a restaurant, you know, we got things well done. So, you know, they say that that's a busha amongst those that know. But as I like to say, we were Machmir. In the Rambam, we shouldn't be amongst those who are Rotfei Machalos, and not Rotfei Akavos, Rotfei Amamon. We certainly weren't Rotfei Machalos, that's for sure. Amrav Chesam Vashel, Bechamei Tereye B'Shabbos, Potter, Pesach Shavishel, Bechamei Tereye Chayov, Maishna B'Shabbos, the low, the soul goes Eish Boinon, that the Surah of the Moach of Bishel on Shabbos, Melechas Machshavos Asr Torah, is based on Eish. Veleka Pesach Nami Lav Toldos Eishu. So Pesach, right? We don't know that it's the same definition of Bishul. Not necessarily the Kol HaTorah Kula has exactly the same definition of Bishul. So Amar Rava Maichayav Diktani Dekaver Mishum Tzliyesh. So Rava says the issue is really not that it's a din Bishul, but it's a Lav Shebichlalos Ki Im Tzliyesh. Rav Chiya Rei Rav Nasa Masim Lader Rav Chista Behebio Amar Rav Chista. Hamivashal b'chamidrei b'shabbos potter. That means potter of losses. Nisid rabbanon. U'pesach shemishal b'chamid tiberia chayav shavar mishum sliyesh. So again, he doesn't think that it has the din bishul, but it's certainly not roasted. So if you eat the carbon pesach, no lokes shtayim. He apparently holds lav shebichalos. You do get malchus. So you get one set of malchus for what's mefurash. In the pasuk, lo socha mimenu na uvashal mevushal. Kiyim Sliyesh. Mevuka Mushmusha Lokal Shtayim. There you get for Mevushal and you get for Kiyim Sliyesh. No Mevushal Lokesh Shalosh. No Mevushal Kiyim Sliyesh. Avayamarin Lokin Alab Shabbechalos. Ikadamarin Tartehu Dolaki Chadam Yas Loki. Ikadam Echadan Amulaki Dolom Yachin Lave. Kelab de Chasima. So that's what I prepared you for in advance. It is a machokis between the two Lashonos, the Ikadiamre. And the first lashon is that maybe Abaye will only say that you don't get malchus if we can already get you on a formal charge. of no uvashal mevushal. But let's say we can't get you on no uvashal mevushal. Let's say we can only get you, it's chamei tveria. So it's not no uvashal mevushal. So we can only get you on kim tzlish, so maybe we'll give you malchus for that. We'll only give you, maybe we only say that there's no malchus on a lav shebit flowers when it's the only lav that you would violate. Okay, so that's a machlokas between these two deos. So Rava Amar, so Rava compares it to the Habachos of Nazir. So the Torah says, Mikol Asher Yosem Yigefen Hayayin, that's a lav shebichlalos. Mechar tzaning ba'adzag lo yochel. Okay, so by Nazir we have five Yisurim, an Avim Lachem, an Avim Yereshen, Char tzanim, zag, yayin, shechar, you have five formal Yisurim, and then you have a lav shebichlalos. Mikol Asher Yosem Yigefen Hayayin. Does anybody remember what zag and char tzan are? Nachi?
Machlokas, whether which one's which, but it's peel and seeds.
Got it. Beautiful. Okay. Rava Marachal Zag Lokeshtayim. Again, because he's holding from the Lab Shabbatalos Lokin, Chartan Lokeshtayim, Zag Mechartan Lokeshol Shabbayim Arim, Lokin Alab Shabbatalos, Ikadam Mechartan Loki, Chadan Yaloki, Ikadam Mechadan Amiloki, Dilom Yachim Abe, Kilab de Chasima, Tanu Rava Marachal Kezayis Nami Bod Yom. Maybe you're only going to be chayav if you do it in the Zman HaRoi for Kim Karban Pesach. What's the Zman HaRoi for Karban Pesach? Not a trick question. It's the most important pasuk to know halacha l'maisa. Even though we don't have a Karban Pesach anymore, it controls all the other halachos from matzah, from mara, to sefer yetzias mitzrayim, to the nursing home, to every possible situation. It's the one pasuk that you really have to know. Be'achu esabosar. So everything else follows that. Everything in the world follows that, right? Because remember, when you get to matzah marorim, okay, so we got to the vincha, the only formal time that we have is really by the Karban Pesach. The one thing that we don't really have, okay, but it controls all the halachos on Seder night, which is the way that it should be. So be that as it may, so we say, if you eat it before it's zman, which is really to be the zman of the Karban Pesach, so the halacha is you don't get malchus. Then Rabbanu Achol Kizayis Nami Bodyom Patre Kizayis Nami Shachashicha Chayov Achol Kizayis Nami Bodyom Lo Pasul Atzma B'mei Chabura. Even though it says Rabbayis Echad Yeachel, but the Targum Unklus is that you can only be part of one Chabura. So if you jump the gun, it's not a good thing, right? You're going to be Chayov for other reasons, but at least you can still participate in the Karban Pesach. It doesn't make you Yisrael Mumar. But again, if it's Misha Chashecha, so then you can't participate in the Chabura because you jumped the gun and you can't be in two different Chaburas. Critical point. So this is how we pass in that the halacha, the only time you're going to be chayiv and issur d'oraisa for eating the Karban Pesach or vashal mevushal is when there's a mitzvah asay of eating the Karban Pesach ki im tzli'esh. So we learn the halacha of zman from that. It's a very important principle. So what does that tell you about the mechayiv? The mechayiv of no vashal mevushal is that you're usurping the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. You should be doing the mitzvah of Karban Pesach right now, which is tzli'esh or shoal kirav al kirbo. The mafarshim there in Parakit Beis of Shmos are so beautiful. They explain that that was a reminder of the way that the Jewish people did it in the Mitzrayim, Roshu al Kirab al Kirba, that they weren't trying to hide it from the Egyptians, and the Egyptians were makim eshinoseihem, right? We were studying this last year, some of us, right? That the Egyptians weren't able to do a blessed thing about it, and it was roasted. You could see the whole thing, right? It's not like it's chopped up, and you can pretend, I don't know, it's a veal or something. So everybody knew exactly what was happening, everybody knew what was going on, and the Egyptians weren't able to do anything about it, and that's why you hold on to it for 4 days, and the entire story. Okay. So, Kim Sliash, Tamalami Kim Sli, Matamalami Kim Sliash, Lamachavashash, Yeshu, Kumachot Sli, Yeshu, Matochana, Vashashashin, Kumachot Sli, Matochana, Rabbi Omer, Ekroni, shall not have a mirror who shall. Why do I need the double language? Yachlan, the fishy fishy lamisha kashecha. Bish lamibod yominai in Tamalam Basha Mabusha, Miko Makom. Ah, it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the one who told me before. Rahai Basha Mabusha, Afke Rabbi Litzli, Kegal, the Sharmashkin. Sim Kemle Makarla Basha, Basha Mabusha, Mabusha, my Basha Mabusha, Shmas, Minatarte. So the same Rabbi who uses that Basha Mabusha, Miko Makom, to tell you that you can't even cook it in its own juices. So now he extends that to the Ahalacha of Zman, Misha Chashecha, only during the time when you could actually fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So Tan Rabban Rachel Tzli Mibod Yom Chayav, that if you eat the Tzli Mibod Yom, in other words, this is what you could actually fulfill the Karban Pesach with, if you jump the gun on that, then you're Chayav. Uchazayis na Misha Chashecha Chayav. Kizayis na, only when it's this man Karban Pesach that you're Chayav. Tani Tzli Dem Yodin Amano, Bilab, Af Tzli Bilab, Bishlam and Adav Tzivah Sokhli Menu Noh. But eating tzli early, who says that's an issur d'oraisa? But tzli minal and dechstei brachu asam osam la'raza. But la'ila in bayom lo. The Gemara says that's not a lav. I lav abo michal aseu. And b'chol lav abo michal asei, that should only be in asei. Brachu asam osam la'raza azeh. So by inference, if you eat it during the daytime, so you and my batel that asei. But that doesn't make it a lav. Nafkamina for purposes of malchus. I'm a chista mani, Rabbi Huda, he did tanya. Vishar Visasarua Vikaludavatasaruso Ulinader Lo Yiratsa. This is a pasuk in Parshas Amor, which tells us about the different movement that prevent an animal from being a korban. So Shar Visasarua Vikalud, let's say one aver is larger than the other, Achas Meina Gedola, Achas Kitana. So nidavo tasa oso. So if you go to the bed of kabayis, oso atamakis the bed of kabayis, vi atamakis tanim in the bed of kabayis. Point is, if you can have kedusha sagof, and not just kedusha damim, you have to go for the kedusha sagof. Mikan amru kol amakis tanim in the bed of kabayis over veose. The pasuk says nidavo tasa oso velo tamidim. Okay, so again, it's like rachlos abasar balay lahazeh. So how do I know that there's a lab associated with it? This is an esoteric sheet. That's how the parasha begins. That adds a lab to everything when it says lay more. So there is a lab in these words. Okay, so that there's a lav here. So the Balei Tosfos point out, you want to read the Hanudafka Mahanach Dvarim, the Isbehu Lava Bali Chosek, about Shara Dvarim Lo. So they point out something that you consider to be obvious, but after going through this, you might not consider it to be obvious anymore. Shara Dvarim Hashem Lo Shara Mor, that's only considered a lav if there's already a lava Bami Chalasek, like Rachu Asabasar Balei Lahazah. Or the davat hasel usel uneida lo yiratze. So there's already a lava bami chal asay, which is an asay. So if it says vayidaber hashem lo shalim mor, Rabbi Yehuda says you can add on a lot. Doesn't mean every single time it says in the Torah vayidaber hashem lo shalim mor. That means that one is allowed to assume that there's some kind of a lava going on here. Okay. I wanted to come back to one tosus. I wasn't sure we would have time, but we do have time, so I want to come back to this. This is memalef amid aleph, because this is something that we discussed beforehand. When we were talking about the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that something which is Belila Ava always has the Taras Lacha. So Ava Lobin, which also perish our countries, but Bishal Mivata Levi Taras Lacha. This is a discussion that we had, the Machokas Rav Meir of Yossi. If you take something that had a status of Lachem, Bein Lachem El Ha'afoy B'tanur, the one Ha'afoy B'tanur Echad. So if you take that, and you do bishul afterwards, so in bishul after afia perish, after there's a bishul b'vav, like a teras lef, and according to Rabbi Yossi, with a perusha ma'ari, b'vilas and raka, the b'vilas o'ava, lo nafik, mi teras lechem, that that is only true of a b'lila raka, but b'lila ava always has the status of lacha. V'ri mefarish the ma'ari, b'vilas o'ava, u'psula mishum matza ashira. Interesting. shemitzlia. So you can have, let's say, something which is nitzla, and then you do bishul afterwards, and it takes away v'shemitzli. And you can have something which is afoy, and then it's mevushal afterwards. It doesn't quite take away the status of afoy, especially according to the Baalei HaTosfos, because always has the status of lechem. Talked about the nafkamina for amotzi lechem mina aretz. They're saying it doesn't really lose its status of afoy midin lechem, that you cannot lose, but it can take on the status of matzah ashira if you cook it afterwards, and let's say it absorbs some juices. Okay, so let's do a little bit of chazara. The basic premise of the daf was that the Korban Pesach is a very finely tuned and sensitive instrument. Very finely tuned and sensitive instrument. Meaning the following. So the only time you're really going to be chayiv in terms of the Korban Pesach, whether it's nar, mevushal, or to, let's say, get yourself knocked out of the chabura, is if you do it balayla hazeh. The one exception to that is going to be, so let's say you eat tzli, which would have been ra'ay for Korban Pesach, so let's say you eat tzli prior to the appropriate time. So that we said is at least an asay, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Lab as well, because of the pasuk v'achlu asah basar balayla hazeh, and that would have been ra'ay to be the Korban Pesach. So it's really only a problem if you're usurping the Korban Pesach. We talked about tzli kedar. How do we think about tzli kedar? Is it an issue of corrupting the tam Korban Pesach, which according to the Chachamim is the whole idea? So that would not be an issur d'oraisa in terms of malchus. It would not be acceptable for the Korban Pesach. Ki in tzli yesh, everybody agrees to that. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would say that's still called bishul, even if you cook it in its own juices. And we talked about how that becomes a discussion in terms of minhagim. The minhag of tzli, would that apply to tzli kedar? I forget what the Sfaradim say about that. But I know Chacham Ovadia wrote about that. I just don't remember. We'll have to ask Rabbi Jackson tomorrow what the Sfaradim practice on that point. Maybe it's a different day, though. I don't remember. Every year I review that, but I don't remember right now what the Sfaradim say about tzli kedar in terms of their minhagim. So one final point that we raised in terms of this machlokas. So we had this by Nazir, we had in the context of Pesach as well, is let's say we can't get you on any official count. Chartzanim, Zog, so maybe we'll get you on Mikol Asher Yosa, Migefen Hayayim. Same thing here. You know, let's say we can't get you on Nal Mevushal, can we get you on, let's say it was Chai, or Chamei Tiberia, so Ki Im Tzli Eish. So that was a machlokas in the Tudeis in the Gemara. Okay.